It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Alongside former Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson, here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. Don't know where he's going to start. This is, in all likelihood, the night of the final Giannis home game ever. He could end up playing again in Milwaukee, but likely as a visitor coming into town. Dontayvion Wicks has been traded by the Green Bay Packers to the Philadelphia Eagles for a fifth-round pick in this year's draft. Makes sense because the Packers are short of picks. And a sixth-rounder next year. Will Gary Ellerson to go to either of those? Or the story, and I'm not sure that it's accurate, but I think it is, that the former Wisconsin star is now going to Duke for like something like $7 million. I'm fearful to believe Blackwell. I'm fearful to believe anything is accurate on the internet. I haven't checked it, but seems like a reputable source. And, oh, man, college players are making a ton. Joining us now, and which and in what area will he start? Gary Ellerson. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening, Homer. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. I'm curious to see, of those three topics, which you decide to start with.
Well, let's start with Giannis, okay? He may not, and I don't know the full story here, because you hear all the hearsay stuff, and that's really all I know. But from a former player standpoint, sometimes it just runs out. Your life expectancy in one place just runs out. And I think it would do him or serve him good if he would move on and go somewhere else. It just does. It gets old. I know a lot of guys only want to play for one franchise. But I think, you know, to his credit, he's given us everything that he could give us. I think if he walks away and leave Milwaukee, I don't know if fans are going to see him in a bad light. I know I wouldn't, because I think he gave us his all. If I were him, I would move on and try to go to another place and get a championship with another NBA team. I mean, that's kind of the way I see it. But then I hear all this other stuff with Giannis, is that he wants to stay here. He was raised here, and he wasn't born here, but this is where he grew up. And I get all that, but I just don't see him winning.
Well, if he wants to stay, Gary, he's staying. They got the most money. They got the big contract. He can stay. They want him to say, if he says yes to the gazillion contract, whatever they call it, he's coming back. They want him back.
Yeah, and I get that. I mean, I get the money, but I'm just saying, if he wants another championship, it's not here in Milwaukee.
Yeah. I can tell him where to go.
If he wants the money, yeah. Then the most money is here in Milwaukee.
I can tell him where to go.
Where you want him to go?
You go play for the New York Knicks. You win them a championship. They're bigger than God. But the Bucks have to decide and see what is out there. And if the Knicks don't offer him the best chance or the best offer, then they send him somewhere else. But there was talk that, in fact, maybe they did talk with the Knicks, but it wasn't enough for the Bucks to make a deal. If I'm the Bucks, I'm going to look at everything that's out there. I'm like you. I'll always be grateful for Giannis, because I'm obsessed with winning. You don't ever forget 50 in game six. They, you know, all the breaks went their way that year, in addition to having a very good team, and they win a championship. That's all I need is one, but they got one.
Right, and to me. I think if he wants to further cement his legacy, I think another championship for him somewhere else with First Amendment's legacy in the NBA. He's good here in Milwaukee. I mean, I have no qualms about what he's done here in Milwaukee, how he's played, what he's done in the community. I mean, it's all been great.
I would like to add this because I'm now I would trade him. I think he's an injury waiting to happen. I said, and I want it documented, yesterday I said he will tear an Achilles at some point in the remainder of his contract. I don't necessarily think it'll be next year. In fact, I don't think it'll be next year. But I'm willing to trade him because I think he's an injury waiting to happen, and someone else wants to take that risk and all that goes with it, then I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with that. And the only reason I don't is because you can see the types of injuries he has sustained over the last couple of years. And I don't know if it's the ankle, it's the calf, but all those muscles seem to work together. Once you start getting a calf strain, ankles, all those things, they tend to tie in together. And at some point, you blow your Achilles. That's normally where it works.
And as hard as he played and the energy that he's played with. But as much as I say that, if Giannis wants to come back, I'm taking him back. Because of all that he's done. And I'll give it my best shot for the next couple years to try to put a team together. My hope
is... the problem is you won't be able to.
No. I'm going to do the best I can. They put it together once and won a championship. It's just like you said.
I think if you're honest, you look at it and go, I can do better
somewhere else. We don't know exactly where that is, but...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he can do better somewhere else.
Yeah. But he can't make as much money, I don't think. I'm not an expert on that part, but the biggest amount of money he can get, I think, is from the Bucks.
Right, so, I would agree. It is.
And I don't... I guess I'm like you. I'm not over it, but... however it plays out, the era of winning a championship with Giannis is over.
It is, and that's why I say it's better off for both parties if he move on and go to another team. But he has to realize that, though.
Yeah, and I don't think we know for sure how he feels. But we don't need to because his actions are going to tell us how he feels.
Because
if he wants to sign the deal in October, he's coming back. And I, as with the Bucks, even having the injury concern, I'll give it my best shot. You want to come back? Yeah.
Well, you don't have any other choice. You have to.
Correct. But, I mean, I don't feel that that's just a huge negative. I think I can put a competitive team in. May not win a championship, but if he stays healthy, they can be a lot better than they were this year.
Right. They can be. Yes. Agreed.
This year is horrible. This is the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour discussing Giannis. The thought was that maybe he could play in the final home game tonight against the Brooklyn Nets and that he could play or maybe play with his brothers and have him in the starting lineup, but the Bucks have said he's out. He's on whatever kind of injury list that they have. And as everything is most important regarding the Green Bay Packers, the Packers have traded Dontavian Wicks, the wide receiver, to the Philadelphia Eagles for a fifth-round pick in this year's draft and a sixth-rounder next year. And the Eagles will sign him to a $12.5 million extension, which I have to remember, that's not that much for a receiver.
No, it's not. It's not. And I don't know why they make that trade. Now they're really short a receiver, so that means that they're going to probably have to draft a receiver relatively early. I mean, those guys get hurt all the time. And I thought Dontavian Wicks had a better upside than just a fifth and a sixth round pick. That's just me.
They have. Oh, so you wouldn't have done it?
No, I would not have done that trade.
Romeo Doubs free agency. So the Packers have Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, and Matthew Golden.
Right. And Bo Melton.
Yeah, they got what?
Bo Melton, right?
whatever.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, yeah. They play Bo Melton over Matthew Golden all year long.
That's in the past, sir. That is not happening this year.
I'm just saying.
You would agree with me on that, huh?
We'll see.
But I do agree with you that they get hurt, and certainly Christian Watson gets hurt. But
all the time.
All the time. So, yeah, I think you can make a pretty good position that you, if you were general manager. But actually, I have such respect for the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles that if he's interested, I'm not trading. Because I like this player. Not trading. Why? Because you like him. He must be pretty good.
Yeah, because he hits on all his trades. Absolutely.
He's pretty good. So, I think they I don't – it's a good question. Who's going to be the fourth wide receiver?
Bo Melton.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah. Well, but that's how it'll stack up going into the season.
Right, but I'm saying when the season gets going,
then they got drafted, and they got draft a couple of them now, obviously. So they'll take a receiver in the fifth round, probably with that pick.
I can see them picking up somebody.
But yeah, I mean, if they pick up somebody, that will be weird to me. You should have just kept them. You should have kept Wicks if you're going to pick up somebody. Because you had a good rapport with the receiver and the quarterback.
Well, no, the difference is I picked up two draft choices, and it's probably going to be somebody that costs less money. Right? I mean, clearly don't think
good, but it won't be as good.
Initially, yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, they're clearly willing to accept that. I'm guessing getting the two draft picks was a significant part of it.
Right.
So gone, Romeo Doubs. Gone, Dontayvion Wicks. Gone. Remember when the Packers had a lot of wide receivers?
Yeah, they were loaded. Not anymore.
Not anymore. All right. Well, I don't know. You would not have made the deal, right? I have you correct on that.
No, I would not have made that deal, Homer. I just think to me, he's more valuable than what you gave up. I just don't see the value in what they did. And then now you got to go draft a guy or bring a guy in and train him. You're around the eight ball. Those guys got hurt all year long. They're all hurt. All year. You know Watson's not going to play 17 games.
Right. And you may be right. It may mean
you know,
some
you know
that
Reed.
They...
You know Reed's not going to play 17 games.
Yeah. And it may be that you, as you said, that you believe to some degree in Bo Melton.
They
right?
do. They have
I mean, he's hurt. Got hurt at the end. But, yeah, that's got to be a part of it as well. Yeah. And I'm still looking to see if this is true, or one story said Blackwell is down to between Duke and Illinois, and then it's like he's going to Duke at like $7 million. Oh, man, the money for college players. No one can argue this, and I would agree with the discussion in that how hard it is for coaches. Nobody's going to feel bad because they're making tons, but they got to decide – who to give the money to. And they're, with so many people in the transfer portal, you got a group there. Who are you going to give it to? You got to pick the right guy. The basketball coach at Oregon said last year he messed up because he misjudged players. He thought players were better than they were, which means they gave him the money and they weren't that good and the team wasn't any good. So,
well, I feel this way, Homer. I feel... For the Badgers, I feel like they're actually in a good spot. I mean, we know that they're not going to pay the top dollar. So they're always going to be what they are. they won't pay a significant amount of money. And so, therefore, you're going to lose players. And it, you may lose players when they're juniors or seniors. And we keep developing, and we go back in the transfer portal, get guys that have come to us, and then we move on from there. I think that's how you're going to see. I feel like the basketball program has figured it out on how to win in the new NIL, knowing that we're not going to pay the money that the Dukes and the North Carolinas, those types of schools are paying. We're not in that. We're not in that group, or even Michigan.
Well, as long as they continue to make the kind of selections they've made in
right.
terms of players they've added, you're right. If they if they seem to have shown they're a pretty good judge of the talent and looking at people, yes. If they
right.
continue that, yeah, that's they've probably done it. At least Ben Bruss says they've done maybe even better than that because they've done it well with less money than some other schools.
Have.
And so, and that's my right. that's my biggest frustration by far in about sports. I just want to know the money numbers. I want to know what the players are getting. And I want to know what the schools are getting. There's no way to properly judge how people are doing until you have that. Like, as I said, I've said that it's unfair to look at Fickell until you know how little money he had.
Well, we already know
he had
little money because they couldn't get any players.
I don't know how little it was, and I don't know. Now, does that mean, that doesn't mean that when he has the money, which he this year, that he's going to pick the right guys.
Well, like, no, that's true, too, but you can tell by the talent level that the money wasn't there.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I just want to know how low it was, and because
that you'll never find out how low it was.
I don't know why. Somebody knows.
They
just
know.
Won't tell us.
Yeah. Well, what Ted Keltner knows.
I don't know if he knows.
I think he knows. I think he knows how much they spent.
Right. Well, no, I mean, schools know. People that are a part of the team, a part of the groups, putting people together, deciding who to teach.
Most of your big alumni guys that are given the most money, they know how much money they're spending because they're being asked for the money. And they go, okay, now
right,
I
but
give
they
you
don't.
Money,
I'm not sure. How well do they know it if you're picking the right people? All right, we got five players that are $1 million, and which ones did we pick? And what group did other teams pick? And how well did we do? Because right now, this year, we're going to find that out at Wisconsin because they have enough money, apparently. And so now that doesn't guarantee they're going to be that good because we don't know how they're going to use the money now that they have it.
Right. You don't know who they're going to use it on. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yes, we're going to know that better.
But you're right. You have to evaluate the talent, right? And hopefully you're a better talent evaluator. You're not going to hit
them
all.
And I can't evaluate your ability to judge talent until or unless I know the amount of money. Because you pick this guy over that guy because they're at $1 million. But you pick this guy over another guy and because the other guy was $3 million and you don't have $3 million.
Right.
I can't judge how well you pick talent until I know what the price tag was for all the athletes. And you just told me I'm probably not going to know.
No.
And you're about like you like that. And for people who don't know, and it's mentioned, here's what I believe occurs. The people that are the agents or family, they're taking offers from players every day of the year.
Absolutely.
So on the day that the transfer portal opens, I'm somebody's parent or whatever, and I say, all right, you got this offer, and the school you're at hasn't matched some other offers. And then the kid decides if he's going to go to the transfer portal. He's not going to the transfer portal unknown about what's out there. And if the money's the same, he may decide, and I would think they would, to stay at the same school. The backup center,
right.
the guy Reby at UConn, is entering the transfer portal. And my answer to that is real simple. Somebody else, through an agent or whatever, a school, has offered him more money.
Yeah, right. So let's just say, for giggles, that Blackwell was making $5 million. Now he's making $7 million. He's gonna go take the seven million for 1 year. I don't blame him.
And he knew what was out there, and he said to Wisconsin, match the offer, and I'll stay. And they go, no, we're not gonna match.
No, we can't.
All right, we need to take a break. The second quarter with Gary Ellerson coming up next. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour, and now time for Gary to talk about one of his partners.
Hey, guys, if you're getting ready to take that next step and propose, your first stop needs to be the Jewelry Center. Whether you're looking for naturally mined or lab-grown diamonds, they've got options that fit your style and your budget. And if you don't know exactly what she wants, no problem, fellas. If she's got a Pinterest board or a few ideas saved on her phone, bring them in. The team at the Jewelry Center will help turn those ideas into the perfect ring. No pressure. Just real expert advice. Learn more at TJC.com or stop in today at one of their four locations in Greenfield, Brookfield, Burlington, or now Mequon.
And I want to mention Window Nation, because now's a great time to open your windows. But what if you haven't taken care of them? Like they leak, they're cracked, or need repairing. You need to know now's the time. Window Nation, they've done it around the country for years. Now they've said, we can help people in Milwaukee. And the more you buy, the more you save sale is going on. You could save up to 50% off. Plus, you could get zero interest for 5 years. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Ask how you could score a pair of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. And ask people at Window Nation. Homer says, you've been around forever. You're great everywhere. Now you're coming to be great in Milwaukee. Family business, a history. I want to know more. Well, they'll tell you that. And visit WindowNation.com now to book a consultation and take advantage of their great, the more you buy, the more you save sale. So the discount liquor Twitter poll question should be, the Packers have traded Dontavian Wicks. Agree with the move or disagree?
Yeah, I like that.
I would say
they didn't get
no.
Back.
I don't know. I don't. I would say I'm okay with it. Good riddance, Wick, says somebody on YouTube. I don't. Rest in peace. I don't know. What's your evaluation of him? He's just a guy? Better than just a guy?
Well, I think he's better than just a guy. I think he's a lot of potential. But for me to get rid of Wicks and then to go try to train somebody else, I think you're not getting enough back for him. For the amount of money and time you put into him, you're not getting it back. I thought maybe a fourth-round pick, I would have done that. But a fifth and a sixth, no, I thought that was too low for me.
We have other information on the YouTube. People like to look at us on YouTube. If anything, the Bucks ownership has totally destroyed the team with horrible decisions since the championship. One blunder after another. This isn't on Giannis.
No, it's not. I think the first blunder started with Boonholzer. She never got rid of him. And right. I won't blame him.
I also would not have gotten rid of Drew Holiday. Yeah. I'd have just they had some injuries that I just.
But the fans wanted. The fans wanted Damon Lillard. They thought it was a great trade. All the fans wanted Bud gone, and they all wanted Damon Lillard. Everybody thought it was a great deal. It was.
Well, I want to tell
the beginning of that was, and that goes to in one of my you people. Those people, they all wanted him gone, and now this is what.
But I don't know that they did. I don't know. For example, here's the difficulty.
The majority of the fans wanted Bud gone.
Yeah. Well, then you need to be fired if you listen to the fans for anything.
They all did.
Well, they did.
There's a lot of radio guys on the talk radio. Wanted him gone too.
Fine. I don't listen to them either.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Majority of people want Bud gone.
I mean, I'm nice to be one of them, but I don't assume that anybody listens. Yeah. Plus, here's the difficulty with Giannis.
What's the difficulty?
we don't know what they did because Giannis wanted it done. There is the issue of doing stuff to get him to sign the contract. Now, again, I don't, you know, my understanding was that when they decided to change, they wanted Nick Nurse and maybe another coach, but Giannis wanted a coach that had some playing experience or something. So until we judge the organization, we have to know. And what are you going to do? I'm going to do, within reason, whatever Giannis wants, right?
Right, and that's what
I'm not going to hire Homer as a head coach, but the people that were suggested, they weren't like they were just bums. The one guy had been the assistant. But I'm saying if some of those decisions were a failure, then that's on Giannis, not on the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
In terms of assessing who messed up.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed.
And the current situation, I don't really care whose fault it is. I don't understand Giannis wanting to play and thinking that he's been being mistreated, given all his injuries, to where, look it, either with us, like, explain this to me. And I know Giannis has talked to everybody, right? But Giannis, Gary, you be Giannis, okay? Giannis, you've been hurt. We can't make the playoffs. It's idiotic for you to play the rest of the season because we need you to be healthy next year, whether for us or if you go somewhere else. There's absolutely no, I want to play, whatever. No, you can't. The season is over. We can't make the playoffs. Giannis, what is wrong with that?
Well, I can't be Giannis, but I think if you're the Bucks, you're making the right decision. I don't know what Giannis is thinking about here. That's what I don't understand.
He has no. There is no reason. There's no logical reason. You agree?
He's got too much power. That's why I say it's time for him to go. He needs to leave.
Okay. But see, that isn't to me about power. That's to me like, what are you thinking? Right?
Yeah,
I want to play. Giannis, you've been hurt all these times. Plus, I think, and I probably should ask the doctor, but I think the Bucks have done an amazing job with all the calf injuries that he's had, that all the other players like him that have had calf injuries like that, all or many have ended up tearing an Achilles. You know, they sat him out the 1 year of the playoffs. What?
Yeah, that's what normally happens.
So, of all that Giannis has done in his career, I don't find necessarily any fault with any of it until this.
Right. Agreed.
Like, and it doesn't matter if you're playing for the Bucks. The Bucks are doing you a favor if you play for someone else.
Right. 100%.
All right. We don't agree on many things 100%. That's pretty good.
No.
All right. Third quarter with Gary Ellison. We'll get to more of the comments on YouTube. They're not as mean as people on Twitter.
Okay.
He's a wide receiver who wasn't going to see a lot of snaps. We lack depth at other positions of need. Allows us to move around in the draft as Goody seems fit. I'll let Gary Ellison address that response next. It is the Gary Ellison Hour. It is quarter number 3, and Gary, again, with one of his great partners.
Home team, I want to talk about my good friends over at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. Guys, they're teeing off the new year with another awesome tournament, and there's $1,000 in cash prizes on the line. They're running a two-man scramble at the Kapalua Plantation Court, and you can play it indoors on a spacious state-of-the-art simulators, no weather excuses. Just $120 per team to get your round in. Sign up right now at WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com. The legendary Kapalua, cash prizes, and great golf, all at WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com.
And founded by inventors, fueled by community, and focused on business for 130 years, Horicon Bank has helped Wisconsin businesses grow, doing banking differently since 1896. That's older than I am. Today, the same local approach is now part of the Milwaukee business community. That's what's new. Horicon Bank in the Milwaukee business community, bringing decision-making closer to the people who matter most, you. Financing requests approved in days, not weeks. Bankers who understand your business. Products designed to support real cash flow needs. Because when it comes to commercial lending, Horicon Bank gets the job done, and they want to get it done now in the Milwaukee business community. Together, doing good for 130 years. I want to thank a person on YouTube. Before we get to that, because they mentioned Savion Williams. Like, he's a guy you got to consider a wide receiver. We didn't mention him. They must believe in him as well. Right, Gary?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they do, but he's still a young player. I mean, he was hurt last year and had a costly fumble. Well, I'm sure they're thinking that he can play a little bit more this year, but I still like Dontavian Wicks over him.
All right. But, I mean, that when you do something like this, for the reason people said, it also speaks to your assessment of the people that you have. And
clearly,
to me, they
they believe they're young guys. Don't, no doubt about it.
Right. And this was mentioned on Twitter. Tom Izzo is the best country in the country at saving money. And my answer is, it's from a website on Twitter, Michigan State Country. You don't know. He might be. You don't know. Now, if he has spent less money and they were as good as they were last year, then he's done really well. But you don't know. And I would emphasize,
you don't know.
It changes every year. For example,
right.
Wisconsin did a great job with Boy. Might have been, I mean, I don't know this because I don't know how much money, but that might have been one of the great, and the year they did before with the other. Fantastic, it would appear.
Tanjay.
But
Tanjay, yes, I believe it was.
What does that mean for next year? Nothing. That's why everybody's mad.
It changes every year.
Right, yeah. But I would have faith in somebody who's shown the ability a couple of years, but I don't know if that's true about Tom Izzo or not. And I would tell you this. If you're not spending money, you're going to lose. I don't know how soon, but you no one's that good. No one.
No, I agree. I agree.
So, and what's the remember? That's why I'm obsessed. I'm thinking I want to put you in my club. What I'm obsessed about. I'm obsessed about finding out what the money is. I want to know with each school.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to know with the players.
Well, you don't think so? For example, it's been reported that the kid at Michigan is getting $10 million over 4 years. So you don't believe that number?
I kind of do. I don't know how much the $10 million
I do.
Is it four.
Say what now?
Oh, how is the $10 million break? I'm assuming he gets more as he stays longer.
Yeah.
Plus, that doesn't mean as much when I don't know what the other quarterbacks are getting.
The
quarterback at Indiana.
You can find out what he's getting. They have it out there.
They don't. No.
Yeah, they do.
I have someone send it all to me, what these quarterbacks are making. For example, someone said, I don't know if it's true, that the quarterback at Indiana who saw, like, he got like $3 million. Wisconsin was interested, but they only said $2.25 million. Now, I don't know if they'd offer three if he'd have gone there, but that, to me, sounds like that's a pretty good judge of talent, according to Wisconsin. They just didn't have enough money. But what about other quarterbacks around the country? What are they getting? What did people – I can't judge a coach and how he's doing, and I can't judge a school till I know the answer to some of those questions. And, yes, different things have come out, but I don't know who you can believe.
Oh, right? You just don't believe it then. Well, that's something.
Well, no, I don't know who you can believe. Nobody has come out with all the information saying, here's what schools paid. And football is the biggest. Basketball, the numbers are bigger in football. You have with all these players and how much and who did they pick or who's getting the most money in the country. Like, what are the top, what defensive end is getting the most amount? What defensive back? What running back? What quarterback? What's the top 10? That's the list I want. How can I judge? Gary, as you've alluded to, we guess anyway, right? Now, we're guessing more than.
I got to do, Homer. Reportedly, what's out there, they said Fernando Mendoza got $2.5 million.
Right.
Who's another quarterback
in the country that got more than that?
Well, go look him up.
Okay, send him to me where you think I can look him up. I don't believe you can look him up.
Who else you looking at?
I want to know all the quarterbacks of the top 20 teams.
No. Just give me a name. Give me a quarterback's name. All right, you can have double look. All you gotta do is Google the guy's name and Google NIL. They'll tell you how much money these guys are getting.
I want somebody to Google that and give me a list. I want a list. For example, here's a good example, and it applies to Wisconsin. I think that Luke Fickell should have quit. If it's accurate that they were bottom third in money last year, he would never have taken the job at Wisconsin if he wasn't told initially, we have money to compete near the top.
All right, here we go.
He can go anywhere he wants to cut it.
If you stop, yes. Talking. Here we go. You ready for this? Shedeur Sanders in 2024, NIL valuation of 2024, Shedeur Sanders made $4.7 million. And 6.5 from Nike, Beats, and Gatorade. Arch Manning at Texas made $2.88 million and $3.1 million from Panini and America and EA Sports. Carson Beck at Georgia made $2 million. Jalen Milroe at Alabama made $2 million. Quinn Ewers at Texas made $1.9 million. Jackson Dart at Ole Miss made $1.4 million. Dylan Gabriel at Oregon made $1.3 million.
That's not the only money they made.
That's not the only money they made. I understand
right,
that.
So.
And that's why they put in some of this other stuff with a lot of these other guys about all that, what else money that they made. But I'm just saying, the numbers are out there if you want to go look for them.
Some of what they say now, is that the NIL
weather,
value.
It's to whether where you want to believe. No, this is not value. This is what they got. But it's up to whether you want to believe it or not. That's on you.
Yeah, well, I would like a little more organized. It shouldn't be that hard. Prior to this, you just had better information. Do I believe some of it? Yes. Others of it? No. Like, for example, this is what I want to know in terms of Luke Fickell. Like, how much did they spend? And if I'd been Luke Fickell before last year's season and the summer, I'd have quit. And I'd have said, I'm suing the athletic director because he told me we had money or I wouldn't have taken the job. I was the top coach available in the country, and now people think I suck. He's ruined my brand because he lied to me. Well, people look at me and say, you're crazy. And I said, you don't know that I'm crazy because you don't know where they were in terms of money. And if he was in the bottom third of the Big Ten, they had no chance to win. I don't care if he's Vince Lombardi.
What did Ted Kellner tell you on your show?
Ted Kellner said they were bottom third last year,
and they believe they'll be
in the top third this year.
There you go.
Well, if that's accurate, then he should have quit and sued the university. They ruined him.
He could have.
What do people think of Luke Fickell now? They think he's horrible, right? Should have been fired or should get fired.
Yeah.
Vince Lombardi could not have done much better with the talent that he had, with that amount of money spent. But, the system was bad. We've argued over the system.
We should put that on Twitter. That should be a quote. Vince Lombardi.
Couldn't have won if the money was that low. Agree or disagree? Well, the problem is Vince Lombardi's become like Don Hudson. He's just he's just so old. All right. I'll move on. My other obsessions, if you don't know, are getting a statue for Bob Harlan taller than the other statues. And my number one obsession is getting Marcus Johnson into the Basketball Hall of Fame next year. I got 1 year. It's just hard to comprehend anybody who's old enough to watch him play. Next quarter with Gary Ellison. And I'll try not to go crazy about not knowing enough about the money in college. Next. The Bucks will actually be on in a half hour. My wish is at the end of the game, the fans start yelling, Giannis, Giannis, and they give him a standing ovation of at least 3 minutes. Maybe you start it when there's 3 minutes left in the game. They're playing against the Nets, and both teams stink. The game is meaningless other than whatever you can do to honor Giannis. Gary Ellison, the Gary Ellison Homer Hour. All right, talk about your partner one more time.
Guys, I want to talk about good friends over at the Jury Center. Guys, are you ready to take that next step and propose? Your first stop needs to be at the Jury Center. Whether you're looking for naturally mined or lab-grown diamonds, they've got options that fit your style and your budget. And if you don't know exactly what she wants, no problem. If she's got a Pinterest board or a few ideas, save on her phone. Bring them in. The team at the Jury Center will help turn those ideas into a perfect ring. No pressure. Just real expert advice. Learn more at shoptjc.com or stop in today at one of their four locations in Greenfield, Brookfield, Burlington, and now their new location in Mequon.
And I want to talk about Milwaukee Weight Loss. You heard me talking about it and not talking about it, but a weight loss program, it's really simple. Any weight loss program works if you can eat less and you're happy eating less, which is what has happened. Monday, I get to talk to them. They're going to, I don't know what they're going to say to me. I'm going to say, it's fine. You got to figure it out. I eat less and I'm happy eating less and I'm not hungry. That is a outstanding weight loss program. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com or 262-235-3980. How do they do it? Well, they tell you different things you eat. You have some protein and you have some vegetables and then you have some fruit. And then you can have salads, and but you'll eat less, and there's no tricks. You don't have to take a shot or anything else like that. It's fundamentally that, which is, to me, the foundation for any weight program that's going to work. How do you get people to eat less? They do, and you're okay eating less. Because if you're not okay eating less, then eventually you go back to eating more, and the weight leaves. I have lost 26 pounds, 27 pounds. I meet them on Monday. I can be at 30 if I want. Just depends on how much salad I have. And then I'll tell them, I will be between a loss of 25 and 30 one year from today. Why? Because it's not that hard. Whatever your questions are, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, 262-235-3980. The biggest key for me is whenever I'm hungry, I can eat a salad, and it's okay because the salad dressing I found I like, and it has zero calories, zero sugar, zero fat. What a country. All right, Gary, what do you think about a standing ovation? This is kind of weak because if I wanted to do it that badly, I would be at the game, which I'm not. I'm not going to a game with two teams that can't make the playoffs and Brooklyn's lost like 100 games. But I'm hoping at the end of the game, and I, if I was there, I would do it, standing ovation, going, Giannis, Giannis. What do you think? How do you like my idea? You want to join my club?
Well, he deserves it, right? If it's his last game here in Milwaukee, yeah. Giannis deserves it. I mean, he put the franchise on his back, man. He got you a championship. He deserves all the flowers that he can get. Absolutely.
All right. I think 100%. The fans will maybe do something during the game. He's not playing. He's been ruled out because of injury.
Yeah.
I hope they do. But I mean, it's amazing they're going to the game in the first place. All right, YouTube, you go to YouTube.com and you can look at us and all the different things. Here's some comments. Gary Ellison can respond if he wishes. Don't be surprised if Green Bay trades a mid-round 2027 pick or two to move up this year with all the projected comp picks coming in next year as well. I guess that's possible, sure.
That's possible, yeah. I mean, they got a lot of picks next year, so I think he's loading up for next year.
And the other one is, this is going to be a different Packers team, and Goody is going to make it happen in the offseason. That's garbage to me. Guy's been around forever. Yeah. You know what Goody's going to do? He's going to do it the same way he's done it in the past. You know why? Because how he was doing it in the past, even though they haven't won the division in, what, how many, 3-4 years? He just got an extension. The president said, you're doing a good job. Last year wasn't good. President said he was shocked that he heard people thought maybe LaFleur should go. If I'm Goody, I'm not changing anything. My boss just told me I'm doing fine, even if we're not winning as much as we did when I took over initially. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. Not everybody agrees with me. How would you feel if you're Goody? Would you feel like you have to change anything? Got to stay healthy?
They got to stay healthy, but obviously they took a big strike or a big hit when they got Micah Parsons. So that was a big deal for them.
And he hadn't done that, and nobody had done that of the Packers. Yes.
Right.
They took
that
a gamble.
That was a big deal for them. Yeah.
Yes.
They took a gamble.
And now he's got to be healthy. If you take the gamble and you don't win the division, you know what? The gamble was a mistake.
Right.
Now,
so we'll see.
The question
Only
is, in
tell.
How many years? With him, I think, my guess, I mean, I would say you got 3 years. You got 3 years with Micah Parsons to decide
yeah.
if you got done what you should have. Not one.
Right.
It took a few
right.
years with Reggie and all the others.
Yeah.
3 years, you with me on 3 years?
Yeah, I'm with you on 3 years, bud.
All right.
100%.
Bucks are next. How will the
Let's
fans at the game, Giannis? Come on, don't say go Bucks. It doesn't matter.
Let's go Bucks.
That's like saying go Titanic when it's already at the bottom of the ocean. Come on.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, fine. Bye.
Sorry. That was a bad comparison. Nah, I don't think you really want to compare a basketball team to dead people. Sorry. Hope I don't get suspended. Gary, say it again. Go Bucks. Gary's on. I'll say it. Go Bucks. Go Bucks. Much better than my alternative. Bucks pregame. There will be, watch the game, listen to the game, there will be some sort of an honor by the fans. And now, Bucks pregame. It's not in progress. 6:30. So we ESPN National next? All right, I'd love to say this, Pebble. It's an honor to Gary Ellison. ESPN National in progress. That's what you have to do when you have a legend. The Gary Ellison Homer Hour. Next.